I mean, they're a good group. I mean, they're in the playoffs for a reason. I mean, they're where they at for a reason. I mean, you can see a lot of explosive guys out there on the same page with the quarterback and guys that's gonna be on real competitors on the field.
And what about Jared Goff? What are his strengths?
He can rip it. He can throw the ball down the field, make good reads for them. You can just see on film that he's a totally different quarterback from last year, and you see him more comfortable with the offense. Last year was his first year, so it was like he was trying to catch on to it. But you can see a difference in him.
DQ said that he didn't watch any of last year's game against the Rams. Is that the same for you guys? Because it's a completely different scheme and different team.
I mean, you still, if you have some guys that you played against last year that you're going to face this year, you want to see some things from them that you see different. But I mean, the team is going to be different each and every year. So you can't really look too much into the team that you've seen from last year, because it's going to be different players at different positions. And, I mean, every player is always going to get better or whatnot, so you can't really just focus up on just last year's tape.
And how excited are you to play a team not in the NFC South, because you would have likely had the Saints if they would have won? How much fun is it? Because, you know, you've played a lot of division games lately. It's probably nice to see a different face, right?
I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's football to me. It don't matter what team we was playing, if it was the Saints, if it was the Rams, if it was Philly. I mean, I'm just taking it one day at a time, one game at a time. Whoever I face, I'm going to be well prepared and go out there and execute to try to come away with a victory.
Thanks, Rocky.